Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's the Who bringing us back.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
The rock opera, Tommy. Great album. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Bly is our guest. Robert W. Bly is the name on many of his books, most of his books, or his audio programs. You can find him, all of his stuff there at bly.com, B-L-Y.com. We're talking about putting rocks in the box. We're talking about getting doors, the doors open and the bell ringing over the door where customers are coming in, leaving you money, so to speak, whether it's virtually or physically. Right, Bob?
Yeah, and what's interesting is physical is making a comeback because there's an old saying, when the feed is scarce, the chickens will scratch at anything. the mailboxes, for example, direct mail, are not as full as they used to be 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I read a study that consumers' mailboxes have 36% less mail over the last 3 years, and so therefore direct mail is suddenly having a renaissance.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, so therefore, these things go in cycles.
Now here's what's interesting. You just said that, and yet I have millennial employees who, over the last couple of 3 years, have told me they thought the post office was irrelevant now.
Well, I'll be honest. It does matter with the audience. Like young people in IT don't look at paper mail.
That's right.
But if you're marketing to baby boomers or matures, they do.
But that's the point about. But the thing is you and I have talked about content and context. If you're a young millennial and your job is to get business, and it just so happens that your profile is not millennial, it's somebody older than that, then you don't need to have an attitude about the post office. You probably should think, well, the post office can be my friend.
Yeah, and I've had millennials tell me, well, I don't care about that. I only market to other millennials. And I say, you know, if you look up the demographics with the baby boomers, we have all the money.
That's right. Well, a lot of it, that's for sure. And, all those other boomers, not me so much, but, of course, I'm in radio, Bob. I'm not a rich copywriter like you are. But, so what else can we do to generate some leads?
Well, one thing that I tell when using lead magnet strategy is before you start, don't make it general. Don't put out a lead magnet that says customer service. Pick a vertical market and tailor it toward that. Customer service for bank tellers.
Mm-hmm.
That always, stuff that is tailored to the market. I mean, if you had an accounting firm and you picked up a marketing magazine and you saw two ads. One said social media handbook, and one was social media handbook for CPAs. Which would you buy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So make it vertical. That's a very powerful technique.
And if you've targeted your audience, you can send the one for CPAs to them, and you can send a different one to somebody else. The same content maybe to someone else.
Absolutely, it doesn't have to be a radical rewrite.
That's the beauty of, especially if it's digital, right?
Yeah, I know one guy who goes to 11 different markets, and his lead magnets are basically how to get more customers for blank, for dry cleaners, for owners of self storage facilities, and he's very successful.
Mm-hmm. So all right, so let's say that you're taking a. I got a couple of minutes. Talk to us about somebody contacts you and says, "Hey, Bob, I heard you on Blasting Games Crazy Show. I want you to give me an idea about how you would work with me. What would you do? How would you start?"
Here's what I do. I don't like to explain that over the phone because it turns the vendor into what I call the dancing monkey.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sell anybody.
I understand, but still, just let me out here.
Well, let me tell you how I do it, though. I say to them, are you in front of a PC? And they always are. Mm-hmm. I say, open a browser, go to bly.com. You there? They say, yeah. I say, you see that button in the menu? Click on methodology.
Mm-hmm.
That explains how I work.
But what
would,
give us an example of what that would look like. When they click on that, what are they going to see?
They're going to see different pages explaining in a numbered fashion my steps for doing the various things I do. So if they click on copywriting, it says, here's the 11-step process I use to write copy.
Yeah.
So instead of having...
But if they said to you, I'm going to... I need more leads. I need more prospects. And what would be two or three of the first things you'd tell them to do?
Well, I would tell them, number one, to have a lead magnet. Number two, to identify the media by which you could reach your target prospect.
What kind of media is your profile most likely to use?
No, it depends on the market.
That's what you're saying, though, right? I mean, one group might be Facebook, another one might be the mail.
Yeah, one group might be postcards,
yeah,
and one group might be, as you said, LinkedIn, or you know, we tell people how to do that as well.
So before, what you're saying is, before you start your lead magnet program, you need to know a lot about the people you're trying to get. You need to know who they are,
and you need to identify, which takes a little research, the best media,
right?
And it may be more than one for reaching them. Like if their industry has a magazine,
mm-hmm,
then that may be the best way to reach them.
Exactly. And so these are things you need to know, folks. And you got folks like Bob who will help you. Thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Bly.com, BLY.com. Check out his website. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Your business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.